he read a great deal and educated himself a whole lot, you know.
Where did you attend school?
What's that?
Where did you attend school?
Oh, I went to Loretta, to the convent up across from, catacomb from the courthouse, St. Mary's of Loretta. And then Miss Gussie Woodruff had a big school on the corner next to the convent. And my best friend was a Methodist, and she went there. And we went, walked to school every day. My father saw it come from a village. You see, he came up in Reconstruction times, and times were mighty hard here. A lot of awful things happened, he could tell you. By the South was whipped, you know, and they really did give it to us then.
A difficult time, that's right.
Papa was just a young boy then, but he saw a lot of it. Everything was colored then. The legislature, everything, and the sheriffs and the police and everything, so different. Montgomery was a big rubber town in its day, and it had some wonderful restaurants and things. And my grandparents died before Papa was, well, right after he got out of school. And he only had one sister, and she had died before she was quite musical and all. And that's her piano in the hall after that Knobby grand, that big old rosewood piano's hers. And he and Papa boarded at Fleming's Restaurant, which was one of the most famous things in the South, long before the Pickwick and Rudolphus. Mm-hmm. Did your grandfather always live here?
No, ma'am. He moved in the early 30s from Cochran, Georgia. Over in,
oh, from Georgia. Uh-huh. Well, I didn't know whether y'all were natives or not. But my great-grandparents came from Ireland, and they came, settled in Montgomery. And both my grandfathers fought in the Civil War. One was in charge of medical supplies. He had studied medicine, but he never did get his degree. They called him doctor, but he, after the war, they didn't have anything, couldn't go back to finish that, get to work, you know, got to make a living. And I had two great uncles that had plantations. One was out toward Maxwell Field, at that West End section. The other one was out to Zion Road and out that way in the county.
Well, both of your, both sets of, you, this is your father's people who were from
Ireland? They all were from this, here. My father and my mother.
Your mother was born here too?
Both came from Ireland, though, originally. My mother's people were Robinsons. They were from County Mayo in Ireland.
You know a great deal about your ancestry then, if you can, you can put more in the county.
And my father, that's why they want me to write all this stuff down. And my grandfather Ryan was from Cork. And my grandmother Ryan was a Cullen, and she was from Wicklow, Ireland, which was in the Vale, and she came from the place in the Vale of Avoca, at the meeting of the waters that Sir Thomas More wrote, you know, and is at that poem and all, the meeting of the waters.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have his poems in here and all, and I have Father Ryan's poems, you know, and they're very scarce now. I think they're out of print. You can't get those, those about the Civil War and everything.
That's remarkable. It really is. You mentioned that you're was your grandfather, and he was in charge of medical supplies during the
Civil War. Had a big warehouse out here. It's toward out here toward Fairview, way out Mobile Highway and Fairview. Out in, they called it why would I know that section out there? Just as well as I know anything. And they had a big thing. A lady told me he was dead. My father didn't marry till after his parents died. I never knew my grandparents. But one grandmother, my mother's mother, she was a Robinson.